Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Okay, it's time now for Krusty's Corner. New Love of the Star podcast up, by the way, reacting to Micah. Terrific episode this morning with the boys, Brian and Chief and Woolchuck. It's time now for the corner, though, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here he is, brought us.
Thank you very much, Joe. Appreciate that. Thank you very much to Reliant as well. Last 10 years, Green Bay, would anybody like to take a guess where Green Bay's drafting selection has fallen?
On average?
On average, last 10 years.
22. Deuce. I'll go 23.
24.
Good job, Chief. 23.
There we go.
Yeah, the Green Bay Packers. did you look it up?
No, I mean I haven't seen the exact average, but I know that they're pretty consistently in the 20s.
I think I looked up when we talked about this last week. They haven't picked in the top 10 since like 2003, so they've been a pretty good team.
Yeah, they have not. You're right about that. The highest they picked, and I think it was a trade up in 2023 for Van Ness.
I think that makes sense. Was that in the teens, like
13?
Yeah.
And then in 2019, they picked 12th. That's where they got Garrett.
There was one year Rodgers got hurt, and I think they were pretty bad, like 6-10 or something.
Yeah, but so far it's been 23, 25, 13, 22, 29, 26, 12, 18, 33. They must have traded back out of that thing. And then 27 and 30 were the drafting slots for this the Green Bay Packers.
Maybe get you some Travis Fredericks and Byron Jones. You know, they've hit Tyler Smiths. That's that range.
I'll ask a question then before I get to Kenny Clark. Why are they struggling? Why are they struggling when they get down there in the 23s, 24s, and 25s? Why do you think they do that?
Picking for need versus best players.
Yeah, I think they're speculating too much on traits down there too.
I think they
honed in on defensive end. They were going to take a defensive end when they snagged Taco. And I think that's big.
They were worried about weren't they worried about one getting back around? They couldn't get. They were worried about there
wouldn't be another one.
Well, that was the TJ Watt draft, and they were
but that was Taco, right?
Yeah, when they took Taco.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they took Taco over TJ Watt because they had seen Taco put his hand in the ground.
Well, see, that's the thing
TJ
about
didn't
it too.
Do that.
That's the Rod Marinelli draft too. Yeah.
Like, what the hell are we doing, guys?
Where, like, Will, and I asked Will this. I said, man, Rod didn't. He goes, no, man, it was all of us.
But with Tyler Guyton, he's raw. Okay, he's tall. He's got long arms. He's a good athlete. I mean, that's something you convinced me of in the third round. At earliest there, and maybe day three. I need, in the first round, I need guys that played well in college, not they're big, long, and fast, and we think we can coach them up. Like, that just totally disrespects the football skills that it takes to assemble all this. And if you can't do it at 21 years old in college, I'm not betting that you're going to take a big step up and start handling pros.
I wonder if we're in a situation when we start working on this draft, and hopefully not sooner than later, right? We don't want to work on it sooner. We want to work on it later.
I mean, I'd love them to end up being good this year.
Yeah.
I cannot wait for this draft coverage, man. This is going to be amazing.
It would be so funny if the Cowboys pick is at 25 and the Packers pick's at 12.
They flip this script on this.
You know what? When we, the last time they had two first round picks was 2005.
Well, so it was nine. It was Jenkins and Jones.
Was it nine? Because I looked it up and I didn't see. Was it Jenkins and Jones?
Yeah, it was Jenkins and Jones. Because we actually mentioned this yesterday while I was out there, and I looked at you and said, I think it was your draft when it was wearing Spears.
I know that it was.
It was the Felix Jones, Mike Jenkins one.
Because I was looking up.
Which might have been 08, actually.
This is why this ChatGPT. Some days it's like it's your best friend, and other days it's like, because
Founded misinformation.
I asked it yesterday.
You got to verify it.
I asked it yesterday. I go, when is the last time the Cowboys had multiple first-round picks? And it gave me 2005.
Yeah, it was 08. At 22, they took Felix Jones. And then at 25, they took Mike Jenkins.
Okay. Jeez.
But the good one was your
draft. The 05 one.
That was a hell of a draft.
I guess what I was trying to say, I should have never brought it up. But what I was trying to say is that we thought that Buffalo was going to be worse than us. So when we made the deal, you know, when you make the deal, you're thinking like, oh, this is a chance. We got a chance here.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
And we were worse than Buffalo.
Yeah, I did the same thing. I asked ChatGPT. I said, give me all the years the Cowboys have had multiples, and they took me to 77 with Dorsett and Hill was a third rounder.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, what happened here? They're like, oh, well, we just felt like Hill was so good that he was basically like getting a first rounder. I'm like, that's not what the bleep I asked you, bro.
Yeah.
You know, I'm getting mad at this OpenAI deal.
Just flaws
in the reasoning. I've heard Google's is better. The Gemini over on Google.
See, I should have. I looked on my phone is what I did on this one. I have it on my phone and on the Gemini one,
they're getting us hooked on it, and it's good, and we want more, but now we're starting to get frustrated. They need to improve this thing pretty quickly.
Especially for idiots like me that like use it every damn day.
I mean, put yourself in my shoes. I'm a lazy idiot, Brian, not just an
idiot.
I'm
a lazy idiot.
Well, I just would, I don't, I, late, just being lazy is bad enough.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
Idiot part.
Double right, whammy.
The Kenny Clark one. I had some people go after me yesterday about Kenny Clark. Because, you know, I was talking about that him playing a little bit, you know, kind of wearing down a little bit. So I went and asked somebody about it. And I said, asked one of my Gang of Sevens about this one. You know, and I said, hey, am I seeing this right with Kenny Clark? And my guy got back to me on it. And he was, let me see if I can find it real quick here. He was telling me he was injured. Evidently had a bunion problem. Had to have toe surgery.
Oh,
so they say toe and it's bunion.
Yeah.
That's bad.
It's a bunion.
I've seen you try and walk with one of those,
Remember showed you that? That was
gnarly.
That really hurt. Awful.
You got to get that burned off or clipped off? Or
no,
what do they do?
No, it's the damn.
Dead man's toe.
You got it.
Your bone's growing out of your.
The bone's growing out of the side of your foot.
Ouch. That's disgusting.
It hurts. I've had it. It hurts.
The rest of his foot was actually really nice. If you saw
it. Did they grind it down in surgery?
I just let it go. They grind it down. I just hope it went away.
Okay.
That's all I did.
I haven't noticed you gimping around the office.
I know. I feel like I'm a little bit healthier now.
The gout is what kind of, the combination of the gout the and the bunion sounded like a killer.
All right. But anyway, let me tell about this player.
All right. Tell us about the player.
We'll get into Broadus' medical records next segment.
My gout story. People don't care about that. Okay.
I beg to differ.
This is what one of my Gang of Seven guys said about Kenny Clark. He said, man, this guy is a really good player. He says, but he is declining somewhat. He'll be worth the contract this year. Not so sure about moving forward. He's a great guy, super tough person. That part of it you'll love.
Well, yeah, hopefully he's so great that he's going to be one of these big guys that can play well till 36 and they do a contract with him. I just thought it was weird that he was selling him at 30 years old, a decade into the league. Like, you've gotten some great piece in
the
future.
He had 7.5 sacks in
23.
And I looked at three games from last year and I made the comment to everybody that hey, it looked like he was slowing down, and people were pointing out, no, Broadus, he had, if you were worth your salt, you would have known he had a bunion problem.
Yeah.
You know, you would have known that. That's why he was slowing down, you idiot.
Yeah, geez.
And I was like, oh, okay.
Well, he got the foot thing in week two. So he'd been dealing with that all season long.
Yeah, I mean, the Rams, if you want to watch.
No wonder it was the worst year of the poor guy's career.
No, Jane Slater asked me, hey, what tape did you watch? And I said, I watched the Rams game early. I mean, you watched the Rams game, you're thinking he's like completely.
He was whooping. Yeah,
he was completely,
that's where a lot of
healthy.
His highlights come from.
And then, but you watch the Eagles game in the NFC, the wild card game, it's not great. It's okay, but it's not like he was kicking ass in the Rams game. So I was sitting there thinking, oh, okay, when did he have this toe problem? But hey, evidently he got the thing fixed. And I asked this guy again. I said, hey, seems like he's playing really well early in the year and then kind of wore down, and people tell me he had the toe injury, but is that kind of been a pattern for him? And this guy says, he's a good player. He goes, you know, there's a lot of people in this organization that really, really, really like him.
Nice.
And think that he could still play.
Hey, so, it was a great scene with him getting off the plane, getting onto the bus today and everything, and great first impression.
No, great.
Loves being here.
Yeah, that's, you like know. I say, the guys in Green Bay, they love him.
Nice.
They love him that way.
And so they feel like he's going to be able to play all 18 weeks at a high level?
Yeah, and if you look at his history, he is a pretty durable dude.
When they made the trade,
I think he's played 140 games.
Yeah, I don't think he's missed one.
No, he's
saw some tweet that he hadn't missed a snap.
Yeah, he's been super, super durable. And but like I was talking, and I gave you the scouting report on him yesterday, right? Didn't I give you a little bit of scouting report? But yeah, what you're going to get is a guy there's no question. He is the power that he plays with. There's times too where I was going back and watching a little bit of him. Well, they used him on some twist game stunts. You know, it's not something you want to do all the time, but I think he's more of a straight line power player, but man, you know, the going back, I'm sure you watched the 7.5 sacks that he had in 2023. I'm sure you saw a lot of movement there and stuff like that. But this guy's going to help them with that one technique for sure.
Right on. Looking forward to it. And to answer your question, Chief, there's only one way the Cowboys could end up with the 26th pick in the draft, and that is that this running game is just going to unleash holy hell on the league starting next Thursday
We're
night.
Unleashing. Mm-hmm.
Chances of that about 2%, but the unknown, there's some mystery in there, and I'm hoping to be wrong and be pleasantly surprised when we get to Cowboys Eagles next Thursday right here on your home of the Cowboys. What do we got coming up next, Wolchuk?
All right, let's do the daily football fix. What does the Micah trade mean? Top free agents for 2026, and who are the most annoying players in the league? That's next in the Nation.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh,
wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.